Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, we're going to talk about replication in Azure SQL Database. And so just to get started, every database that you create in Azure SQL is already replicated. There's local data redundancy built in, as well as operational recovery, so that any database that you have, you can get back to a working version of it if there is something catastrophic that happens inside of a single data center. So with one of your instances of your database, say there's an issue and it's corrupted somehow, there are redundant versions that you can load up and use. And so each database possesses one primary and then two local replica databases that reside in the same data center. And that provides high availability, but only within that data center. So if you need something more robust, some more robust data recovery mechanism, you turn to geo-replication. And there's actually two flavors of geo-replication. First of all, there's standard, and then we'll talk about active in just a moment. But standard let's start with just talking about geo-replication in general. Essentially, you have a primary database. It's the one that your application is pointed to with its connection strings and all that. It is copied transaction by transaction to another database, a secondary database that's sitting in another region. So that, let's suppose, for example, you have your primary database sitting in the east and you have the secondary database sitting out in the west. If Godzilla comes up and smashes the east data center, you should be able to fail over to the west data center and your data mostly should be there. And so this isn't a completely automatic process of failing over. Basically, you're going to have to either manually or using a script do a couple of things. First of all, make some changes inside of Azure SQL's portal itself, but then also with your connection strings of which data center you're pointed to, you could insert a DNS layer in the middle of it so that you have you're pointed to a domain, and then you can just change at the DNS which server that it points to. But essentially still, that's a manual process in essence. Okay, but let's talk about the difference between standard and active geo-replication. So we'll start with standard. Basically, standard gives you one offline copy of your database. So when an outage actually happens, what will need to happen is you're going to need to say, okay, this offline version of the database, I need you to make it online, first of all, and then you need to point your application over to it. And so if you take a look at this article here, it talks about standard geo-replication. Here you see that it has this little quote I thought was particularly important. The secondary, unlike active geo-replication, is offline, and it does not accept client connections. Okay, so it's offline. You can't connect to it in any way until you have a failover situation. It is visible in the list of secondaries. We'll show you in that in a moment. And the continuous copy status can be monitored using DMVs. The offline secondary can be switched to active if there's a data center issue resulting in unavailability to primary database. In such an event, the failover property of the database is enabled. And so this would allow you to terminate the relationship between the primary and the secondary, thus activating the offline database and making it an independent database ready to accept client connections. Okay, so just to kind of recap that, essentially every update, every delete, every insert is going from this live version, this primary version of your database, into this offline second version. When this one is no longer available, you will be able to, from the Azure portal, basically say, okay, I need you to turn this one on, at which point then you can point to it and you can use it, and most of your data, if not all of your data, should be pointed there. So that is standard geo-replication. But there's just one copy and it's offline. Also, just want you to know that, notice this, that if you were to create a primary in the east, the secondary is hard-coded to the west and vice versa. Same with North Europe is pointed to a secondary in West Europe and vice versa. That's restriction is not there for active georeplication. We'll talk about that in a moment. In order to work with standard georeplication, you have to use a standard service tier for your database. Okay, now let's talk about active georeplication for just a moment. Basically, instead of just one offline copy, you can have four online copies of your database. And so they're all readable, they're live, they're available, you can use them. So you get one primary replica and then two or more secondary replicas. And so in order to make the primary replica as the writable version of the database, say there's a failure on the primary database, you need to move over to the primary replica and make it writable, you basically have to sever that continuous copy relationship between them, between the primary and the primary replica, and then you'll need to point your connection strings to it and so on. But the cool thing about the four online versions is that you can use them for other purposes too. Like for example, anything that you can just do read-only operations on. So reporting database, or you can use them as some sort of load balancer. I don't know if they recommend that, but I guess that's possible. In order to use active georeplication, you have to be in the premium service tier. All right, so let's do this. I want to go to the Azure portal, and I have two databases here. And I'm going to go to this Bob's Migration Demo, and let's go ahead and set up georeplication. I'm just going to create a secondary. Creating a secondary works basically the same for either standard or active. The only difference is the options that are available. So right now, this particular database, Bob's Migration Demo, has been set up as a premium service tier. And so I have both of these options available to set it offline or online read only. If this was a standard service tier, this would be grayed out and you wouldn't get to select. It would just be offline automatically. Also, so let's go ahead and just choose offline for now. And notice that it's hard coded to the West US. If we go to read only, I can choose any data center, although Microsoft recommends the West US still. So let's put it back over to offline, and then I'm going to choose a server to use as the secondary host, the replica host. And now also you need to know that creating a secondary database has a billing impact. We just have to agree to that and click the OK button. And then you can see now the process of adding a secondary for the database is underway, and after a few moments we see it listed in the list of secondaries. Again, if you were to add additional secondaries for active, you would see them listed here as well. Notice that currently, as we finish up this lesson, the replication status is pending. It's copying over the data structure and copying over all the data to that offline version of the database that's being created from the east all the way out to the west. Okay, so that's pretty much all that I wanted to say about georeplication and your options there and what it's useful for and how to set it up. You can definitely dive deeper into this topic, and it actually gets... It's kind of hairy, and you know, obviously when you're using this, it's going to be a frantic situation. There's a lot more to learn in this regard. This is just the basic foundation. You know that it exists and basically how to set it up. Okay, so let's continue on in the next module. We'll see you there. Thank you.